If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, August 4th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Home surveillance cameras, the kind made by Ring, Nest, Arlo, and others, have become increasingly common in neighborhoods around the country. That's caught the attention of law enforcement, who see them as digital witnesses, hackers, who want to gain access to the data, and neighbors, who might not like the idea of being watched. On today's show, our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen joins us to discuss how to protect your privacy and the privacy of others when it comes to using these devices. That's after these headlines. Another hack shakes the crypto market. An unknown attacker drained 8,000 Solana wallets on Wednesday, according to the nonprofit that supports the network. The attack affected multiple wallet providers, including Slope and Phantom. Both say they're working to fix the issue. The blockchain security firm Peck Shield estimates around $8 million was lost in the hack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan is creating tension in the electric vehicle battery market. China's leading EV battery maker, Contemporary Amperex Technology, has put on hold plans to open a plant in North America. People familiar with the matter say the company, which supplies batteries for Tesla, had been considering sites in the U.S. and Mexico, but has decided to delay the announcement out of fear of public criticism of the plan. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. Grubhub's parent company, Just Eat, has written down the value of the food delivery business by the equivalent of about $3 billion. Following a boom in ordering during the pandemic, Grubhub, like the overall food delivery sector, has been dealing with a slowdown. Just Eat cited reduced valuations among competitors in the sector as one reason for its decision. The Amsterdam-based company said it was still exploring the sale of Grubhub, just a year after buying the pandemic-era darling for over $7 billion. And continued demand for suburban rentals has helped drive Airbnb to profitability. The company posted $379 million in profit last quarter. That came thanks to $2.1 billion in revenue, up 58% from a year ago. But the company issued a weaker-than-expected outlook that overshadowed otherwise strong results. All right, coming up, a home security camera can help protect you, your house, your packages. But how do you protect the data that it gathers? We'll discuss after the break.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Last month, in a letter to Congress, Amazon revealed that its doorbell division Ring gave surveillance footage to law enforcement agencies 11 times this year, without a warrant or user's consent. The letter also said Ring was working with more than 2,600 law enforcement agencies and fire departments, allowing authorities to send messages directly to users. The company said these cases would only be in exceptional circumstances, and it denied that it allowed unfettered access to Ring data. Now, Ring and other home surveillance cameras are becoming commonplace. According to a research firm Parks Associates, around 14% of broadband-connected houses in the U.S. have one. And the potential sharing of the footage these devices gather raises questions about what police or others could see if they gain access to it. So, what do you need to know before hooking up one of these cameras yourself? Joining us to discuss this is WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Zoe.
So, let's start with why these devices have become so ubiquitous. Why are we seeing these cameras everywhere?
To two parts, I think. The first is that now internet-connected smart surveillance cameras are incredibly affordable, and they have super smart features that work with Echo devices and other things. They can alert you to package drop-offs. They can recognize faces. So I think the combination of both the price and the feature set makes it a compelling purchase for a lot of people.
So, Nicole, this information that these cameras are capturing, it's important to the homeowner or to the person who installed it. We can understand why it might be important to the police in certain situations, but are there others who might also want access to this information or to these systems?
Prank hackers historically have been able to log into web portals and scare the living bejesus out of families who have no idea that they reused a password that was a part of a data breach, and then that password was used by those hackers to access their web portals. And then those hackers use the two-way microphone functionality to speak to people who are just, you know, watching TV in their living room. But I think now the bigger concern is that these surveillance cameras are the eyes and ears of many neighborhoods, and law enforcement is tapping into that.
Okay, so let's talk about how to keep this information private if you don't want kind of prank hackers getting into your systems, or you don't want to be sharing it with the police. What's the first thing listeners should, you know, be keeping in mind if they want to keep the data from these cameras from being picked up by others?
There's a method of encryption, which is a security technique that protects your data from both hackers and from law enforcement. And that's called end-to-end encryption. So end-to-end encryption is a feature for some brands. Google, Nest, and Arlo cameras do not have an end-to-end encryption feature. Ring does not have end-to-end encryption on by default, but it is a setting that you can enable. However, if you do enable it, it does disable some features, such as being able to watch that video on Amazon Alexa devices. Apple's HomeKit Secure Video platform is a platform where end-to-end encryption is on by default and cannot be turned off. So it's what I recommend to a lot of people if they prioritize privacy over all else.
Why would people want end-to-end encryption for this kind of information?
End-to-end encryption is like sending a message in a sealed envelope. And the only way to open that sealed envelope is to have this decryption key. In a typical scenario, a security camera company, which sends footage from the security camera to company servers, encrypts that video in transit and when it's at rest on company servers. But the company itself has the key to decrypt the data. In an end-to-end encryption scenario, only you, and by you I mean your mobile device, has the decryption key. So not even the company itself can see that data, and if compelled by law enforcement, would not be able to share it with them.
You know, to me, this encryption seems about protecting your data, but what about protecting the privacy of other people who might be recorded on your device?
If they're putting up a video doorbell, for instance, and you can see into your neighbor's bedroom or other place where there's a reasonable expectation of privacy, definitely consider moving it or using tools like Ring's Privacy Blocker, which blocks out certain areas from being recorded. People can also use activity zones where you can draw a little area that triggers recording. So for example, if you have an outdoor camera pointed at your front yard, you can draw a little zone around your front yard. So it captures recordings if someone enters that area. And most security camera manufacturers offer this as a feature. I think generally just don't be creepy about where you put your security camera. Think about what you would want to be recorded if your neighbor had a security camera pointed outside of their home, if it was aimed at yours.
Okay, so speaking of don't be creepy, what about when people have them inside their houses? You know, how do they kind of not pick up things that they wouldn't want to share with others, or, you know, make sure when guests come over, they're not kind of weirded out about being recorded?
Yeah, indoor cameras have a different type of consideration than outdoor cameras because it's capturing super sensitive data. I mean, this is one of your most personal spaces is inside of your home. And there are some features that allow you to limit the amount of captured recordings. For example, in HomeKit, you can tell the camera when you're home to not record anything at all. So it's only recording activity, such as when a person is detected or an animal is detected or a package is detected when you're away from your home. And some also have the ability to be disabled. They have like a little privacy blocker over the lens when you have guests coming over. I think a good general rule is that you should tell people that you have a camera inside, where it is, and that it could be recording their activity and their conversations.
What about when you pick up something that you might want to share with the world? I mean, there are a lot of ways for people to kind of, you know, post video of their neighbors or of something that happens maybe in their house or on their front lawn that they think is not great. Is there etiquette to deal with that?
I think there is a primal temptation to share wrongdoing. I think publicly shaming people is a very powerful tool, but I really encourage people who have these security cameras that allow you to clip recordings and share them to social media to really think twice before sharing. The primary reason is just that there are landmarks in that video that could identify where you live. The second is that case of mistaken identity or wrongfully accusing someone of something could lead to unnecessary tragedy.
All right, that's our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.